Hot FM main news.
Hello, good afternoon. Welcome to the Hot FM main news at 12 hours. Today, Wednesday, the 9th of July, 2025. It's currently 15 degrees Celsius in Lusaka. This afternoon, the headlines. President Hichilema calls for reset in Zambia-US relations. Concord postpones ruling on order of nature offences. And anger after sharp rise in death toll from Kenya's anti-government protests.
The Hot FM News with Hugh Jempampundu.
Thank you so much for joining us. And now the news in detail. President Hakainde Hichilema has called for a reset in bilateral relations between Zambia and the United States of America. Speaking at State House during a courtesy call by U.S. Ambassador to Zambia, Michael Gonzalez, President Hichilema has noted that with Zambia's economy now stabilizing, the time is right to strengthen and recalibrate ties with the United States. The head of state has emphasized that despite ongoing challenges such as illegal mining, Zambia remains committed to achieving its target of producing 1 million metric tons of copper. President Hichilema has also welcomed the recent shift in U.S. foreign policy as an opportunity for constructive engagement and deeper cooperation.
I thought that it's time now that we have reasonable stability. All of the issues that arise, like in the we now need to reset our relationships with partners such as the U.S. so that we can be more intentional, we can be more deliberate. More so that there's a change of major change of policy from the U.S. side and the President. So we want to take advantage of those, not really to see them as problems, but to see them as opportunities and not to cry about the ills of the past.
And U.S. Ambassador Michael Gonzalez has acknowledged the importance of enhancing bilateral business partnerships, particularly in light of shifting foreign policy dynamics under the Donald Trump administration.
Today's meeting, I believe, is an opportunity for us to reset the relationship for mutual benefit, a benefit that delivers for both countries and for our peoples. As you no doubt, everyone in the world has seen, the United States' approach to foreign policy has shifted dramatically over the past 6 months of the Trump administration, shifting most boldly in a place like Zambia from an orientation of an aid or assistance-led model of development to a model of development based in commerce, an issue that you and I have talked about since my very first day in country that I think we're both very passionate about seeing realized.
The Constitutional Court has postponed the judgment on the constitutionality of sexual offences against the Order of Nature, initially set for July 10, 2025. The court has cited that it is not yet ready to deliver the judgment and will announce a new date soon. This case, brought forth by the Zambian Civil Liberties Union, challenges Section 155, Subsection A and C of the Penal Code, stating that the offence is too vague and contradicts Article 18, Subsection 8 of the Constitution of Zambia, which requires that all criminal offences be defined. Meanwhile, the court is set to hear and schedule a case on how constitutional amendments should be conducted following a lawsuit by Union Executive Director Isaac Mwanza. Mr. Mwanza alleges the previous judgment of the court requiring wide consultations before preparing a bill to amend the Constitution was made per incurium, citing provisions of the Constitution, Standing Orders and the Inquiries Act. In more news this afternoon, Kanchibia Member of Parliament Sunday Chanda and Chilubi Member of Parliament Mulenga Fube are today expected to move a private member's motion in the National Assembly calling on the government to reintroduce a debt swap initiative for civil servants. The motion, spearheaded by Mr. Chanda, seeks to address the growing personal debt crisis among public service workers. Speaking on Hot FM Red Hot Breakfast Show this morning, Mr. Chanda explained that if adopted, the measure will urge the government to implement the debt swap as a targeted financial relief intervention to restore financial dignity, stability and productivity in the civil service. He explains that over the past few years, an increasing number of civil servants have fallen into chronic financial distress due to unmanageable salary-backed loans, many issued by microfinance institutions charging exorbitant interest rates.
you talk about nurses who can't afford transport, nurses who can't afford basic groceries. You talk about families borrowing to pay off any other loans, so you borrow to offset other loans. And you talk about a civil service who's trapped in this sort of debt, that those of us who are here and expecting more from the nurses, from the teachers, would not even comprehend what these colleagues are going through, and yet we expect that we're going to get quality service delivery from these people.
Now, Zambia's ambassador to France and permanent delegate to UNESCO, Judith Malenga, in her capacity as vice chair of the 47th session of the UNESCO World Heritage Committee, has reaffirmed Zambia's commitment to advancing a united African agenda rooted in heritage preservation, socio-economic development and resilience. Ambassador Malenga made the remarks during the Africa Group meeting held on the sidelines of the committee session currently underway at UNESCO headquarters in Paris. She urged African member states to ensure that Africa's voice remains coordinated and impactful in global heritage discourse. Ambassador Malenga emphasized the importance of working collectively to increase the number of African properties inscribed on the World Heritage List, while enhancing conservation and management efforts to reduce the number of African sites currently listed on the World Heritage in danger. This is according to a statement issued by the First Secretary for Press at the Zambian Mission in France, Naomi Mwemba.
The Hot FM Business News is brought to you by Access Bank. More than banking.
Standard Chartered Bank has handed over a 500,000 kwacha check to the Zambia Development Agency to support the investment to support the Invest in Zambia conference slated for 16th to 18th July. Speaking at the event, Bank Chief Executive Officer Sani Zulu says the conference covers all the sectors the bank focuses on. He says this will provide a platform to Zambia to showcase its potential to attract strategic capital.
When you look at the focus and the target exhibitors for the Invest Zambia conference, this covers all the areas where the bank focuses on. So for us, this is very much aligned with our focus areas, and we believe that as a catalyst, this will provide a platform to showcase Zambia's investment potential, to attract strategic capital, and to build bridges between the local enterprises and the global opportunities.
And ZDA Director Albert Halwampa said a lot of investors are coming to Zambia because President Hage Ndayishimiye has been able to attract investors through favorable investment policies.
And let me take this opportunity also to give credit to Republican President Mr. Hage Ndayishimiye, who has been a very good investment officer for Zambia. I've never seen such a president being so focused on investment and trade. I've been a president reform, an investment agent, but this president is so clear, he's so focused, knows what is good for Zambia, that we can create jobs and investment through trade, through investment, create wealth and jobs for our country.
The news continues after these messages.
Enjoy uncapped fiber internet at home or at work with Liquid Fiber. You can also get our SIM card to experience the same fiber speeds on the move with Liquid Data on the go. Call 400 or visit your nearest Liquid Telecom outlet to get started. Liquid Data on the go. Now that's speed. Terms and conditions apply. The top international news.
The number of people killed in Monday's anti-government protests in Kenya has risen to 31, the country's Human Rights Commission said, sparking public outrage and calls for justice. The state-run commission previously said that 11 people had died. Kenya National Commission on Human Rights said more than 100 people were injured and about 532 arrested in the protests which hit the capital Nairobi and other major cities. The BBC has more on other stories.
Elon Musk's X platform has deleted posts by its artificial intelligence account Grok after it began praising Adolf Hitler and making anti-Semitic comments in response to questions by users. In other posts, it referred to itself as Mecha Hitler. Elon Musk said Grok had been significantly improved. Tens of thousands of workers in India have held protest rallies across the country against what they describe as the government's pro-corporate and anti-labour policies. Public transport has been disrupted in various places during the one-day strike called by 10 trade unions. More than